You're listening to Johnny Hero, and we're going to hand over to James Walsh very shortly, but here's a wee reminder of the man's talent. Don't you know that the time is nigh to fight or fly from the brightest of dawn comes the darkest of nights. These precious stolen moments are all we ever share. Yeah, James Walsh. Of course, you'll know James from Star Sailor. How you doing, James? Good to see you again, mate.
I'm very good, thanks.
Yeah, are Star Sailor still going as a concern?
I guess the official phrase is kind of on extended hiatus.
Right, but there's been no sort of big announcement in the NME. That's it. It's no. Over. No, nothing like that.
No, I think the break's been good for all of us. The bass player's off touring the world with Spiritualize, so it's been good.
Yeah, so it means you can pick it up again if you want, you know.
Yeah, I think it's important to leave the door open, really.
Because you do have fans out there, and fan being sort of short for fanatic really applies to your mob. Because when I said on Twitter you were coming on, all these messages were coming through. You know, it was all
brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, listen, they just, you know, they won't let it go about Star Sailor. Mm-hmm. You know. So then, no, it's all good. So the last time you were in, I think it must have been a couple of years ago. So have you been busy doing much?
I'm really busy. Yeah, we were talking before about kind of writing for Matt Cardle and Melanie C, and that side of things has really taken off in the last year or so. Carried on working on sort of film soundtrack projects as well.
Yeah.
Recording my own EP to release in the new year.
Yeah, so I mean, do you write specifically for other people, or are these just that they've picked up on songs that you'd already written?
I've done that a few times, but I tend to have more success like actually sitting in the room with the artists. Like someone like Matt he's come from a background of being in bands and trying to make it that way, so he's got some sort of songwriting chops. But sometimes it's great working with people who maybe aren't songwriters in the conventional sense, but come to sessions with ideas and emotions, and that can be equally as valuable as sort of knowing your diminished thirds and your major sevenths.
Yeah, so it's your job to get the idea in their head and churn it into a song.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it frustrating? I mean, if you're sitting talking to someone like this and then you come up with, said, right, here's what we have. No, that's not what I meant. No.
I think you have to display a degree of patience, because at the end of the day, it's their sort of baby, so to speak, where it's kind of up to them to be happy with the song, and because they're the ones who are going to have to take it away and tour it and represent it. So if they're not happy, then it's fair enough.
Well, I would guess you're constantly writing songs for yourself anyway.
Yeah.
Do you protect your own songs? I mean, maybe you're sitting with Matt Cardle and think, I could give him that one, but no, that's mine.
You know? Well, I think it's like the lyric is the most important thing. I think most times, especially with Matt or Melanie or whoever, they kind of come up with the general theme and the lyric of the song, because it's them that's kind of putting the emotion across.
Yeah.
But if it's an idea that I've had and it, based on experiences that I've had, then those are the songs that I tend to keep for myself.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anyone doing cover versions of your songs?
I get the occasional sort of YouTube thing sent to me. There was a kid did Four to the Floor on the French Pop Idol a year or two ago. And I remember when the band first came out and someone did Stars in Your Eyes.
Stars.
So that's going back a few years.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, it's all a compliment somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I suppose if the French won, if they'd won that, you know.
Yeah.
You never know. It could have been like a Biffy Clyro moment.
That it could have been. Yeah.
You know, made a fortune.
Yeah.
The money's basically in the songwriting, isn't it? I remember having this chat with Westlife years ago, They were sort of early days, I suppose, but they'd had a handful of number ones, and they were saying, "People think we're rich. We're not. The guys that wrote the songs are rich."
I think if you can have a song like that, and especially around Christmas,
Let's write one now, James. We've got the tinsel up. We'll get sleigh bells in the background. Will start us off, you know. But you're right. If you can write one for the time of year when everybody's really looking for a song to download,
I imagine that Slade and Wizards kind of when their songwriting royalties come through after the December period, they'll be going on holiday to Barbados.
Yeah, ka-ching. You know, that's right. When I remember Steve Harley telling me, "Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me" from 1975.
Yeah.
This is about 10 years ago. And he was saying that every year, whether it was on a TV ad or whether it was, you know, songs and joy, we knew Lisa's a life. He said every year since 75, 50 or 60 grand every year for one song.
Yeah.
Loved it. You know, brilliant. And because again, asking, "Well, do you ever get fed up singing?" He says, "Don't be stupid."
Yeah.
But as you say, you know, so you can write a song that sort of really catches on, then brilliant.
Yeah.
So listen, you're gigging again. You're in McHugh's.
That's correct.
And I'm trying to think, what day is this? Is Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm already in Christmas mode where I don't know what day it is. You know what it's like when you're on your holidays, kind of thing. So you're in McHugh's on Thursday. Special guest, Catherine Philippa. Is it yourself with the guitar? Do you have anyone backing you?
No, I'm going to bring my laptop because I've got some sort of drum beats and stuff programmed on there. So, but apart from that, it's just me.
Oh, the musicians are going to hit you.
Yeah.
Why don't you pay a bass player and a drummer? Well, just can't get the gear on the stage. So just a question I've been asking people in here today. What was the last album you bought?
It was Cat Power.
Yeah.
I think it's called Sun, the latest album. So
no, just wondered. Oh, you know, because sometimes you'll ask musicians, they go, "Oh, I haven't bought anything in ages," you know, or the last thing I bought was old stuff, you know. Just right. So Cat Power, that's going to go down on my list. Right, you're going to sing one for us, mate.
Yeah, I'll do Precious Stolen Moments from the new EP.
Okay, and the new EP in the shops now. Is it a download or whatever? I mean, It's a question I have to be careful with now, because a lot of people just go straight to download and that's it, you know?
Well, it's coming out officially in the new year.
Yeah.
But I've got a few copies I'm going to be selling at the gig on Thursday, so there's another reason to come down.
Exactly, down to the gig and get this. Okay, mate, you fire away.
Once in a while, you let your new self out. Let go of all the self-doubt that traps you in. Once in a while, you give me reasons to hope. You come untie the rope and then begin these precious stolen moments. All we ever share, that's all we need. Enough to believe the magic's still there. So when are you gonna get down? When are you gonna get down now? Everybody look around. We're not part of a crowd now. These precious stolen moments, all that's left of us. So hold on tight and don't give up.
That's beautiful, James. Thank Cheers. You very much. And no that's on the new EP, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, folks, that's James Walsh with special guest Catherine Philippa in McHugh's on Thursday. Doors open about 8, is it? Yeah, a show at 8
o'clock.
Do you know?
Yeah, we've got an opening band as well called The Holy Innocents. They're going to be appearing, so it's a good bill. Get down.
Good stuff. Listen, thanks for coming in. What's your son called?
Killian.
I've
got a daughter called Neve as well.
So. Yeah. What are the big toys then you're going to be getting in for Christmas? Do you know? Do you know what's on their Santa list?
On their Santa list, we've got a tractor, Power Rangers, and Thundercats, Harry Potter books. So,
good stuff. Okay. Well, listen, James, say hello to the family. Good luck, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Cheers now.